Blog Talk Radio.
About you all, but
that's
I got up.
Awesome.
I got up and I spun around and my clothes changed. Bam.
No, I don't have that much energy.
You should. After all the candy you have left.
Oh God, I know. I'm trying to ignore it.
Don't ignore it. Don't fight the candy, girl. Let me tell you what you need to do with that candy. Seriously, is you need to put it someplace so that it can keep, and then when Christmas time comes around. You put together little gift bags for, you know, extras.
That would be a good little idea.
To keep in your car and stuff for when you go shopping. You see little kids out being good. Because I like to do stuff like that. It enforces, you know, a sense of people are good and they just want to be nice. Of course, the parents will freak out. But, you know, you package it together, put a little gift in it or something. And you say, here, little Sally Mae, Santa told me to give this to you. And, you know, you get rid of the candy.
Yeah. I need to put it somewhere. Just, yeah.
Either that or I'll be down there this weekend. And we will get rid of that candy. Either way, it should be gotten rid of.
I'm trying not to because, oh, my God, that's a lot of sugar.
That's a lot of deliciousness.
I know. It'll be still good. There's my Twitter.
You don't know where your Twitter is, Sandra?
Seriously, Chrome is being a pain in my little tush.
Sandra, you always supposed to know where your Twitter is. You're a grown woman.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. She went there. Not Thursday night yet.
I'm warming them up for later. Oh, man. Okay. What happened here? You know what? I'm not even going to ask.
I know. I think that lady last night at the store, I think she was half the reason why she stayed so happy and nice. I was in the little girl thing and just a little.
You know? Yeah, you need to be the store. You need to work in the store and just stay just like that because it helps, I think. They don't want to argue with because, you know, even though they know you're not a real child, it's just something about, I don't want to yell at the child.
I know. I could totally tell. It was hilarious.
Hello, sweet little girl.
I know. She was pretty much that way, too. Hi, do you work here?
Is that what she said?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, I didn't hear all that. I wish I had.
Funny.
That was the one you were talking to me about with the shoe. Oh, I forgot about her. Yeah. She bought a lot of stuff.
Did she? Well, that's awesome.
She bought a lot of stuff. Thank you to whatever I forgot your name was. Was it Alizé? We're not even going to discuss your name. Mm.
I don't know who you were, but you were awesome.
She was awesome.
Okay, I think I came here for some news.
Oh, man.
I know, we both sound so tired today.
I'm not tired. I'm actually having a whole adrenaline rush. I'm trying to control it is the thing.
How about I give you another unopened five-hour energy?
I have one hiding in my house somewhere, and that would not be a good idea right now because I'm already having my own internal natural five-hour energy thing going on.
Wow.
Okay, so we do have to do some news. There's so much. I don't know where to start.
I know. Oh, I want to start.
Okay, go.
You already mentioned this.
I did?
No, you mentioned it before we went on air. All right, and I'm going to lose my voice. Seriously, this congestion with the weather change is killing me. All right, so Facebook sued by Kickflip for monopolizing virtual currency on its own social network.
Oh.
Uh-huh. A federal antitrust complaint filed by virtual currency and payment processing provider Kickflip, doing business as Gambit, claims that Facebook destroyed its business when it took over the virtual currency used in games on its social network. Prior to the move, Kickflip claims that it was a leading virtual currency and payment processing provider to software developers that published games on Facebook and other social networks. Social game developers attract massive audiences for their games by offering free gameplay. They can play safe. Once a player is engaged, the developer can offer in-game enhancements in exchange for virtual currency, which the player must earn or purchase. Until Facebook violated antitrust laws, game developers turned to a vibrant and competitive market of virtual currency and payment processing service providers. They competed vigorously on service and price, and they were all successful in meeting consumer needs and generating significant revenue.
No.
That's the deal, though. Facebook switched to their own currency because y'all were not meeting.
Exactly. Exactly, Ginger May.
And it's their service. You want to open up your own gaming portal?
You put it on your own website.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm with Facebook on this one because, as Ginger said, you probably were not managing things well, and it's always better for your customers to have a centralized thing or theme. It's kind of like when you run a small carnival, they have you buy tickets to give to the people so that there's not money floating around everywhere. The money's in one central place. It's easy to guard. It makes less chance of people getting robbed, you included, because you're not carrying money. They know pretty much if you got a handful of tickets, you spend all your money. So they did the same concept with Facebook. All the currencies in Facebook credits, you turn them in, they give you the money. I don't see where the problem is, unless they weren't paying you. And again, it's their own social network. They have the right to say, you know what, we're not going to let you, we don't want you doing your own thing. If you want to do that, do it on your own side, but we could be held liable because it is on our social network. They still will take the brunt of it. You know, they'll say, well, Facebook, you knew this game was not, you know, handling the money properly. Why'd you let them on? And Facebook's like, I don't think you guys are going to win this one. Y'all need to, as my grandmother says, sit down somewhere.
Shut up.
Yeah, I love to shut
make
up.
Make your own darn gaming service.
You know that Southernism. You better sit down somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That those words have a whole other meaning behind them for you Northern people that don't know. That means you are about to get messed up by one of your grandparents. They are not playing around when they say that. Yes, you are about to get knocked the hell out. Sit down somewhere. Okay. The battle
that
is on.
Was.
The battle is on. I'm avoiding all Assassin's Creed things because I'm upset that Connor and I will not be together until hopefully sometime, tomorrow. I'm going to have to wait until some of you kiddies return your Assassin's Creed. Anyway, Connor, I will see you tomorrow, me and you, baby, after I kill some zombies. You can wait. It's all right. But the battle is on between Xbox 360 and the Wii U.
The Wii U?
Yeah, Nintendo, of course, will be launching the Wii U in just a few weeks, and Mario and company no doubt would like all Wii owners to make the jump to their new platform, but Microsoft sees it playing out differently this holiday with blockbusters like Halo 4 and a $50 price cut on holiday bundles. Matt Barlow, General Manager of Product Marketing for Microsoft's Interactive Entertainment Business, believes Xbox 360 will have the edge in HD console battle. He's quoted as saying, I think this holiday season is an amazing jump off for all those people who may have been interested in the Wii and now want to be interested in high-definition gaming. He told GI International last week, he says, I can't think of a better console for them to choose than the one that has the most games available, the highest-rated games available than the Xbox 360 platform. And when you look at the alternative experiences that we're going to bring with smart glass, the entertainment providers that we're bringing on board with sports and music and movies and TV, if you think about those preeminent best-selling blockbuster games, they're going to want to play Halo, Call of Duty, Assassin's Creed, Forza, Nike, and plus Kinect Fitness. They either play first or they play best on Xbox and nowhere else.
Wow.
You know, I know that, you know, you all are supposed to pump up your console. And honestly, you have Halo 4, so really you don't have to say anything, honestly, Matt Barlow. But I think you ought to wait until the Wii U's out before you open your mouth, really. Because as we always say this here, whether you love or hate Nintendo, you never get the full gamut of what their consoles can do until you're holding it in your hand.
Exactly.
You have to play their consoles. You can't look at it from a distance and say, you know, that looks stupid, whatever that person's doing, or that doesn't look right. You have to play with their console to figure out every little thing it can do. And they get real detailed with their console, really intricate. Even my DS, actually, I have a cartridge around here somewhere, and I believe this was a kind of a a peek at what was coming if I was thinking clearly, but I wasn't at the time, where I can actually plug in a cartridge and it gives me full internet access on my regular Nintendo DS.
That's hot.
Yeah, I think I got it, I don't know, PAX, maybe it was a Nintendo bus. I don't know, but I have it here, found it, and Baby Nature was like, what's this? I said, oh, this is that thing you plug in and it'll make your DS Wi-Fi internet. And she says, oh, let me see that. So you won't know. You can't say yours is better. I know you have to because that's where you work. But you have to be careful with those comments because if they come out in the 2 weeks and you guys blow chunks, this is up on the internet forever.
Exactly. For forever, people. Forever and ever and ever and ever.
Yes. Not only that, but if Smart Glass doesn't fall in line like it's supposed to, again, that's on the internet forever. On the upshot, mm-hmm. Windows 8 is supposed to be absolutely awesome. I've heard nothing but good things, so I may go ahead and drop that $40-$50 and do it. And they've already sold 4 million of them so far. 4 million people have upgraded.
I might. I don't know. All right. Oh, I just had an idea. Anyway.
Good morning to you too, Joe, there.
Good morning, Joe. All right. So, what have we got? There we go. WAC, a candidate, Election 12 released. Yeah.
What?
It's a new game for Android devices, and it's called WAC, a candidate, Election 12. It charges you with suppressing the vote of the political party you don't like by whacking them in the face with a hammer of justice.
Okay.
Yeah, the game is much like Whack-A-Mole, but the field is a map of the United States. When you see the candidates or their vice presidential running mates pop up on the map, you whack them with a hammer to stop them from scoring votes in a given state. If you don't like Democrats, you can lambast President Barack Obama and Vice President Biden to keep their votes low.
Biden, woman. Biden. Didn't you vote for these people? Oh, don't answer that. Don't answer that. Mm-mm. Don't answer that. You know, we try every now and again we slip out, but we can't share. Yes.
Blue. Anyways, if you think Republicans suck, you can smash Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan around the map to keep them from scoring votes in whatever states they pop up in. I didn't say nothing. All right, so Candidate Election 12 is on Google Play. It's free to play, and it's developed by WorthUndle.com. They also created the Android game Road to the Presidency.
Well, notice I'm trying to mind my own business.
I was going to get spanked later, people.
No, you're not. Just not by me.
Mm-hmm. I ain't scared. They can bring it. Oh, I'm a big girl.
Oh, see that? She said she's a big girl.
Mm-hmm.
She knows where her Twitter is, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Warner Brothers.
I'll tell you just how you are not allowed to play with my Twitter.
You know what?
I didn't do nothing.
I do believe you are done for the day, ma'am.
I didn't do nothing.
Yes, you did.
I did nothing.
You did. You did, and we all saw it.
I did not. Y'all see how she's trying to blame me for stuff?
You know, I have told you about smoking the crack before the show. I said to you to not do it, and every day I have to tell you not to do it, or at least share.
Vitamin B12.
You know, I'm going to leave that alone. Walk away. Okay, so. Wow. Interesting tweets.
Happened.
Very, very interesting tweets. All right, Ginger, can you grab another while I see who is ringing the bat line?
I can. All right, all you sexist bastards out there who are on Xbox Live, how do you like the words lifetime ban? All right, so I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Oh, my God, if I don't fall backwards in my chair. Anyways, 343 Industries studio head Bonnie Ross and Halo 4 executive producer Kiki Wolfkill say that they are tired of all you sexist bastards. All right, no, that's not what they say. They say that sexist and other antisocial behavior on Xbox Live is unacceptable and that they have a responsibility to tamp them down.
Tamp?
Yes.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to move away. Move away.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Hardly ever hear that word. Or eliminate sexism in the industry. They also said Microsoft does its best to monitor and ban players who abuse other players over Xbox Live. they do not have enough workers there to keep that from happening.
Really?
Yeah. Ross and Wolfkill made their comments to GameSpot to promote Halo 4. They said there is zero tolerance for Xbox Live players who are making sexist or discriminatory comments against others, and such behavior comes with a very steep penalty. A stiletto to the face. A lifetime ban from the network. I've seen many of the sites that have documented some of the more gender-specific slanderous comments. This is behavior that is offensive and completely unacceptable.
Offensive.
Yeah, right? And I'd like to think that most of our Xbox Live players don't support this kind of behavior. It can be dangerous to give adolescents a broadcast mechanism. There are always going to be jerks out there, and if you give them a way to express that side of their personality without being seen, you're going to see this type of behavior manifest itself.
Well, we've been seeing that behavior manifest itself. It's no different than...
I know, right?
Yeah.
They also emphasize that developers also have a responsibility to stamp out sexist behavior by putting more thought into how their games will be perceived. As developers, As developers, we have a personal responsibility to think about how our games come across. With Halo 4, we were very deliberate in thinking about who should be female and who should be male in the game, and if we came off stereotypical, we went back to question what we were doing and why. Most people look at a franchise like Halo and automatically assume it's run by a guy. People are surprised to learn that it's a woman who's running the Halo 4 show.
That's right.
When Microsoft created 343 Industries to take over Halo, I was given first choice to run the studio because I had proven myself. My gender played no part in it. That's hot. All right, so we have 5 days.
Huh? Did we meet her?
I don't know. Well, we should.
I don't remember seeing any women sitting at the table, but they were all nice guys.
Halo 4 is due exclusively for the Xbox 360 on November 6th.
For now.
That's just 5 days away.
For now.
And you guys are going to lose me. What?
I said for now.
For now?
Yeah, I mean, it's on Halo for now. I have this sneaking suspicion Nintendo is going to swoop in there, and it's going to be interesting.
Well, no, because Microsoft owns 343. That is a Microsoft...
Well, you know, people break up sometimes.
This is true, but I don't know.
Oh, by the way, to answer you, reality glitch, no, it is not a red phone. It is orange, or it will be here in a few months because I've painted orange.
That's awesome. And, you know, I don't mind. Let me rephrase this. How am I going to do this? Halo, Master Chief is a guy, has always been a guy. In Halo ODST, they put a girl and a guy that was not Master Chief in the storyline, and they gave them a love story. That I hated. I didn't mind that there was a girl. Hell, I like playing a girl.
Well,
but to put in a love story in my Halo, you changed my Halo.
You can't. That's one of those franchises you can't really throw a love story in. And whoever did that one was probably paying attention to Dragon Age, because Dragon Age, of course, has a love story. And but it started out that way. You see, Knights of the Old Republic, another one that has a love story. But you have the choice to not follow it, is the thing. So that's what I think. And I never played ODST because after that, I told you I was Haloed out. I'm done. But maybe if they had given you the option where you didn't have to go along with the love story, probably would have been better. You give players the option, then everybody's happy.
Yeah.
I know it's a lot of extra work, but options are where it's at. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know what they're going to do with this one. I may play it. I may rent it is more to the point. I'm all about renting some things these days. I am in love with the Redbox. Good people over at Redbox. They're nice.
They're really good.
They were very nice to us, giving us some love. Free rentals would have been better, but hey.
we'll take what we can get. Exactly.
It's fine. Free rental. Anyway, I got to... I'm trying to spit these stories out. I suck today because I'm full of Starburst. Man, is your tongue raw from eating all that candy yesterday?
No, not really from candy, but I haven't.
You know what? I don't even want to know what your tongue is raw from. You can stop. I don't want to hear anymore. I don't want to hear anymore. I don't know what you're talking
about.
Stop
harp. Four pumpkins. I've got four pumpkins worth of pumpkin seeds, so I'm slowly working through.
Oh, that reminds me. I carved two pumpkins yesterday, and Baby Natrix filmed a documentary regarding my carving the pumpkins, which she is editing and hopefully will be up on our site this weekend. It's called a Pumpkin Surgery or something like that. It is hilarious. It's very short. It's like 2 or 3 minutes, but hilarious. She has an amazing sense of humor.
She does. I can't wait to see what she's done.
She did not get that from me. I have no sense of humor.
That is a lie.
Well, mine is a little more cheeky. She's just dead on, has you cracking up, and it's natural. I have to work at this. See, this is natural for her. Anyway, Spooky Cool Labs and Warner Brothers would like for you to follow the Yellow Brick Road. Mm-hmm. I know you're like, what? Okay.
I listened to you play that earlier. I don't know if I wanna.
Well, The Wizard of Oz for Facebook has launched officially today. It sets players on the adventure of a lifetime as you join Dorothy and Toto and all of their friends on a trip down the Yellow Brick Road, which you must build. Yeah, with full license from Warner Brothers Interactive, the in-game experience includes music from the original soundtrack, video clips from the film, and likenesses of beloved characters, including Miss Julie Garland, mother of Liza Minnelli, in case you did not know, as Dorothy, and Margaret Hamilton as the Wicked Witch of the West. They said, "We are proud to have created such an immersive experience based on the greatest, most-watched movie in history, The Wizard of Oz." This is from Joe Kamikau, founder and CEO of Spooky Cool Labs. I said players will get to enjoy interacting with Dorothy, Glinda the Good Witch, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Cowardly Lion, and other characters people have loved for years. Warner Brothers is an amazing partner, and it's been a beautiful project to work on with them. Players arrive in Munchkin Land right after Dorothy's house lands on the Wicked Witch of the East, and with help from Glinda, players become familiar with Munchkin Land and begin to build their very own Munchkin Town. They must construct buildings, interact with and protect the locals, and build the Yellow Brick Road in order to lead Dorothy and her friends to the ultimate destination, the Emerald City.
You know, I have never, never truly bought that whole that Glinda was the good witch.
You know what? You just reminded me of a line from the show Charmed when she says, She says, Glinda's not a good witch. You knew the answer all along. You could go home all along. That's not help. That's mind games.
Exactly.
I have to agree.
Glinda was mean.
How do you just... Yeah, she didn't really help much. We saw her at the beginning, and here's the road, Dorothy. Go. You know what I want you to do? You're a witch. Why didn't you just zap me to Emerald City?
I know. She wanted to watch Dorothy fell, and she wanted the stupid ruby shoes.
I just took them off and threw them at her. Just take them.
Well, I mean, hell, think about it. She was going to pass a crazy guy with an axe, and then, you know, some loon that just follows around. Can I come with you? Hello, can we say stalker? and also a lion. So
a rabid lion.
One of those threes would get her, and then she'd get her shoes.
And he's rabid, because one moment he's brave, the next moment he's not. He's rabid. He could bite at any moment, I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Now, I did play this for a couple seconds before the show. It is very pretty. You do have to download the Unity player to play it via the Facebook page there. But it's very pretty, but it has a glitch. You people over there need to get this fixed. I'll be shooting you an email sometime during the show, at least on my screen. If it doesn't do it on everybody's, you know, please stop me from yelling at these people because, you know, we go off on the developers. This right side of the screen is kind of flickering, unless you're in full screen mode. It's a weird flicker. But it's very pretty, and they do borrow the music. I don't like the people who do the voiceovers. Whoever's doing Glinda the Good Witch, no. Stop it. Yeah, that's the risk you run when you borrow from a movie. Either let the person who did the voiceover do the entire thing so I don't notice a switch, or use the other one, you know, digitally remastered or something, or you could do that, you know, so that she says whatever she's supposed to be saying in the same tone. Because I clearly hear, and maybe that's because of, you know, my vocal training, but I can clearly hear when it's the person doing the voiceover and when it's the original voice very clearly, and it is annoying. The girl who did Dorothy, your voice is way too peppy. Judy Garland had a...
Peppy?
Yeah, Judy, she sounds like a cheerleader on steroids. When Judy Garland does it, it's a very elegant voice. You know, I'm a teenager, possibly a grown woman dressed as a teenager. But, you know, my voice sounds a certain way. It's very majestic. This girl is like, hey, like she should be saying, oh, ready? Okay. I'm sorry. I'm rambling. I was annoyed a little bit, but the game is very pretty.
Serve Delicious, the first hardcore cooking sim now available for the Mac.
Cooking sim? Yeah. And I can only play it on a Mac? Why? Why would you do that?
Maybe. The acclaimed cooking sim slices and dices its way to brand new platform, so it looks like it may already be on the PC.
Ooh.
Vertigo Gaming is proud to announce that Cook Serve Delicious is now available for Mac via Gamer's Gate.
Oh, our second favorite place.
Cook Serve Delicious is a hardcore restaurant sim, one of the few in its genre that gives players total control over where they want to take their restaurant's future. You'll start with a few $1,000 and 20 foods to choose from for your menu, as well as a host of restaurant equipment and a virtual email account that connects you to the people of Sarasota Tower. Nearly everything is unlocked from the start of the game for you to purchase. This is your restaurant, and you must figure out the best strategy to get your business packed with satisfied customers. Can you prove your culinary skills? All right, so what do we got? Obtain new stars and remodels for your restaurant as you complete goals on your way to the five-star restaurant class. Participate in extra challenges, including catering for office parties, being on the Iron Cook television show, and joining a mysterious tournament. Log into your virtual Sarasota Tower email account where you can read the latest from Sarasota employees, make bets with Crazy Dave, go on dates via the Cook for Love relationship service, fund projects via Click and Start, really Click and Start, and obtain rare items for your restaurant, book VIP reservations, monitor the weather for the next day, and lots more.
Link me.
I have to buy new equipment upgrades for your restaurant, as well as buy and upgrade 20 different foods for your menu. Switch out foods from your menu as they become stale, create daily lunch specials, and monitor your buzz with a detailed stats screen. All right, it is already available for the PC via Gamer's Gate.
Oh! Ginger, that is the most wonderful thing you have ever said to me.
I know, right? You'll love me. You'll love me.
That is amazing. You know, I love me some cooking sims. I'm going to have to put my hands above the desk, man.
Yeah, hands above the desk.
That makes me very happy.
There we go. I got the address. I'm about to put it in chat for you. Dudo pasta.
Because she loves me. That's what I'll be doing this evening. Woo-hoo! Okay. That and making shoes, because I'm an elf. All right.
I will be finishing the post thingy that I'm working on.
Well, Facebook has decided they're going to put their toe in somebody else's pond.
Uh-oh.
This is going to be good, y'all. Okay, so social network giant Facebook might be recycling an old idea as a way to generate a new source of revenue and become just a little bit more useful to its users. The idea, according to VentureBeat, it's classified ads and jobs listings, which first appeared on the site years ago as a Facebook marketplace, only to get handed off to another company. According to The Daily, this new version of Marketplace would treat some classified listings as free, such as apartment listings, searching for roommates, or job postings. Other listings like selling a couch or a service would cost you a fee, but only under $5, which ain't bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah, and like regular Facebook ads, all the classified listings would have the ability to target people based on your own social circle and geography. Now, this time around, the Facebook Marketplace would have better integration within a user's regular news feed and could even pop up on their timeline. I don't like that. According to the Daily's anonymous sources with the company, this would most certainly make more people look at the classified listings, which was likely a problem when Facebook tried to do this the first time around. The move is certainly long overdue, as a classified service with ties to both location data and a person's social circle would definitely provide value to its users. And depending on how useful it actually is, it could open Facebook up to a brand new kind of business. Hot. The social network could either enable transactions to run through its site, charging a nominal fee that's lower than competitors, or it could leave the transaction side up to third-party developers. Companies like Airbnb and RentStuff could easily integrate their own services into Facebook, which could draw an additional business, much in the same way media companies generally get a bump after integrating with Facebook Timeline. But at any rate, a new classified section on Facebook would give Craigslist some added competition as the go-to place for classified things. No further details about this are available at this time. I kind of like the idea, except for one thing. The scammers that are on Craigslist, how are you going to keep that down to a minimum?
I don't know. I don't know at all.
Are you going to allow people, I mean, I'm sure they'll allow people to flag things, but if it works the same way the games do, you know, like, oh, click here to buy a new couch type of thing, or click here if you like couches. I'm just trying to see how you're going to do it. I'm sure you've thought this out over there, Zuckerberg, after you made some jelly. I'm sorry, his name reminds me of that jelly. You know that Smucker's jelly? I don't know why.
I think you say this every time, too.
I do. And why is Bill Gates in Abu Dhabi and saying he'll never run? Bill, can you not die? We already lost the... Steve, can we not lose you too?
I'm sorry.
He says he'll never run for office. I thought he said he'll never run. He'll never run for political office. Okay. I was concerned.
I think that's a good thing. I don't think he should run for political office.
Oh, we don't want you for president, Gates.
No.
Although you have to admit, the White House would be so hot, full of Xboxes.
Oh, my God. I know, right?
Man.
All right. Halo series has generated $3 billion in revenue. I know, right? That's awesome. That's so hot. New sales figures from Microsoft reveal that its ultra-popular Halo franchise, which is just... has
you know what? Not during the day!
...dollars in revenue since launch, with more than 46 million Halo games sold. I don't know what you're talking about. I do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Halo Reach was responsible for around $200 million of that revenue in just 24 hours across Europe and the U.S., with Halo 3 managing to bring in $170 million in the U.S. on day one. Halo 2 was no such either, with $125 million. Halo is a $3 billion blockbuster franchise, which has shaped entertainment history and defined a generation of gamers. This is coming from Microsoft's Chris Lewis. From the world's first ever red carpet premiere for a video game, to sending a man strapped to a jetpack 50 foot above London's iconic skyline, Halo launches have continually broken the mold, and we are back with a colossal bang for Halo 4, transforming a country on the biggest scale imaginable. Awesome. All right, so again, they are going to release Halo 4 on November 6th, which I cannot wait. It better be so good. If it's not good, awesome.
You've already played it. You already know what to expect. So
I played the PvP. I didn't get to play the storyline.
I forgot you're the storyline person. You're the one they make the storyline for.
Yeah.
I can't do none of it. None of it. None of it.
I can play the PvP, but it's not a big deal for me.
Anybody want to buy a Halo 3 Mountain Dew can? It's unopened and in pristine condition. Just saying. Make me an offer. And if you say $5, I will cut you. Okay.
How about boobies?
I have a pair of those. Thank you.
But they're my boobies.
Yeah, but I can touch my boobies. Okay, so. All right. Kurt Sutter says he's looking for something special. If you don't know who Kurt Sutter is, he's the mind behind the Sons of Anarchy TV show. Yeah. And he wants to speak to Rockstar about doing a GTA tie-in. Wow. Kurt Sutter's attempt to see a game made based on his FX biker drama. That's an FX is a network. Sons of Anarchy has had nearly as many twists and turns as an episode of the show itself. In the latest such development, Sutter this morning took to Twitter and he asked Rockstar Games in help. To help in getting it made, he says, you should make an SOA game. I know it's an expensive, complicated process, but let's chat, see if we can make it happen. As the developer behind the Grand Theft Auto series, Rockstar is well acquainted with making games based on the exploits of outlaws, perhaps too familiar considering GTA 4, one of their add-ons, The Lost and the Damned, already dropped players in the middle of a biker gang power struggle. That seems to me like that was a setup to do this. I'm just saying. Sutter has been vocal about his desire to see the Sons of Anarchy given the gaming treatment. In May, he said that everyone at the FX network and Fox were committed to making this happen, but the situation changed significantly soon after. By August, Sutter had said he was getting no traction on the project, that it wasn't a priority for FX, and that a big publisher had been in talks on the title, had blown him off. I think the Lost in the Damned is probably a good place to start there, Kurt. Mm-hmm. You might want to mention to them so they can tie the story into your TV show. I think it would be easy enough to write. And then all that's left is doing the mechanics. It could be an add-on. And I would think if it, not a full, I wouldn't do a full game because you should never do a full game from a TV show. At least one that's been in development all this time. I think if they're done at the same time, maybe. But it's already too far along. But a tie-in and do some of the, you know, take some of the elements from this show, or even or write a whole new episode, you know, that as stems from the show, so that those of us who don't watch the show, because I don't, I want to, but I don't have time, only so many hours in the day, would be nice. And to tie it into the world of GTA, all, you know, icing on the cake for those of us who love the GTA storylines. And, of course, you'll have to write five of them because, you know, GTA has, like, a million different endings. I don't think anybody got the same ending as – well, somebody – I think – no, most people got the same ending as I did. We all kind of made the same choices after what happened at the church. I don't want to mention because Ginger hasn't played. I'm really trying to get her in to the storyline because I know she'll love it. No, I want you to play the whole thing to the end. I also want to see if you get the same ending as me. I want to see how evil you are.
I am totally evil. I am the most evilest person.
Said with that cute little voice, does not fly.
I know it's so weird. I go back and I listen to our shows, and my voice is so high pitched. Just wow.
You're so sweet. Oh, Ginger, I just opened the link.
Uh oh. Have we lost you, Corey?
You have lost me.
Step away from the simulator, Corey.
I love the art style. Look at how pretty that is. Delicious, is it?
I didn't look.
Cook, serve, delicious. Oh, the art style is beautiful. I love it. I'm going to be.
Step away from the simulator.
Oh, I'm going to cook.
Away from the simulator.
You can follow them on @Chubbigans, and I'm following them now. Oh, my God.
All right, so Hurricane Sandy was one hell of a bitch, apparently. Some Activision games lose online functionality because of her.
Yeah, well, I told them about that yesterday. We got more that lost.
Did you?
Yeah, we talked about Call of Duty and all them.
Okay. Well, you know what? Since we talked about this, Call of Duty, World at War, PlayStation 2 games, Wii games, Guitar Hero, all that?
Yep.
All right, so all of those. All right, so we talked about that yesterday. I'm going to skip ahead and go to something else because I'm a blonde and didn't realize we talked about that yesterday. You know, we talk about so much stuff sometimes, I just get lost in what we've done and what we haven't done. Woot, woot. All right, Majesco comes out with a space age mobile game, Sci-Fi Heroes, now available for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. Where the hell is my Android?
Droid.
We have Droid.
Yeah.
Launching players into orbit, Majesco Entertainment is an edit, I don't care who you are, today released its free galactic mobile role-playing game, Sci-Fi Heroes, for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. Faced with overpowering corrupt cosmic forces, players take charge of a legion of space combat specialists to overthrow extraterrestrial foes and restore interstellar stability. Sci-Fi Heroes is an action RPG that combines the best parts of the sci-fi genre into one fun game, says Jeffrey Anderson, the Senior Vice President of Social and Mobile Games at Majesco. Players will definitely enjoy its retro science fiction feel, intuitive gameplay, personable characters, and kitschy humor. That's an interesting word. Anyways, in Sci-Fi Heroes, the diabolical Kalmar Space Horde has ruthlessly conquered the four planets of a once peaceful solar system in a hostile takeover, leaving the fate of the universe in the hands of eight ragtag space warriors. Facing insurmountable odds, players will take control of these brave underdogs to help restore peace and kick some serious space horde butt players can join forces with friends to collaboratively complete quests, defeat formidable nemesis, and find rare items across more than 40 levels on 4 different planets, each containing unique enemies, landscapes, and bosses. All right, let me see if I can find y'all a price. It's free. It's free over on the App Store. And again, it's for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. It's called Sci-Fi Heroes. Check it out. I don't have anything that has the iOS, so let me know if it's any good.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. Oh, and for those of you with Droid, I did hear that the Jelly Bean operating system has an update today.
We don't have Jelly Bean, Gender.
I do not have Jelly Bean. No, I don't.
I said we. Neither of us has Jelly Bean.
No.
That's very saddening.
Yes. Very saddening. I love my phone, but I swear it's like they've just given up on developing for it. It's kind of like,
hey. What is yours? Yours is PlayStation.
Yeah. I've got the PlayStation phone. I know. My phone is so awesome, people. Come on. I mean, it has a little slide out, and I have controllers right here, man. Up, down, left, right. I got all that. I got select. I got start. I got pew buttons.
Ginger?
Yeah?
I'm very afraid for you.
I'm very afraid for me. They're not developing stuff on my phone.
Ooh, she went to the whiny place. Oh, that is serious business. Ginger went to the whiny place. Ginger.
I'm sad.
So why?
They're not doing stuff on my phone.
All right, you Mac people should be very, very excited because today Turbine is announcing the launch of a beta client for Lord of the Rings Online for Mac. Mac users in North America and Europe can play the award-winning free-to-play MMORPG on Mac starting today. We will have a link to the client on our site that you can start to download if you're on Mac. They're saying they're really excited to open up the world of Middle-earth to Mac. This is from Katie Pace, who's the executive producer of the Lord of the Rings Online and also a staunch gamer feminist who she and I got into a whole thing at some booth one day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that was fun. Girl, blah, 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 blah. I was like, yeah. That was fine. Okay, so we've just launched our biggest expansion yet, and we're happy to welcome gamers to play the game natively on Mac for the first time ever. It is, if you've not played it, Lord of the Rings Online is the ultimate adventure. The award-winning free-to-play MMO game delivers an interactive experience brimming with life and filled with familiar people, places, and monsters from the famous fantasy of all time. It is very much fun. I may add that to my wintertime lineup when I'm getting eaten by the mutant chickens and I've gotten frustrated, I will pop over and play a little Lord of the Rings Online because I don't have any EverQuest anymore.
Lord of the Rings Online is alright. It's pretty. It's just the population is so quiet. I mean, nobody talks to anybody.
They were talking when I was, but you know what, I knew people when I got in there.
Maybe that's what the deal was. I mean, just seriously, I've never had such a hard time finding a group of people just to, you know, BS with and hang out with.
You didn't know me. You didn't know me. That's what it is.
Oh.
Now you know me. Yes, you do.
But this is what I knew you.
You did? Well, I wasn't playing then. I'm sorry. I was not playing. Sometimes I'd be busy making shoes like the elf that I is.
Yes. She is a Keebler elf, but not the kind that makes cookies.
If I made cookies, I would weigh 800 pounds.
No cookies.
Man, I want some cookies.
I know, right? Well, you got some Halloween candy left, right?
Yes, I got a ton of Starburst. My tongue is raw, man. I'm tired of eating Starburst.
I want Starburst.
Not really, but you know what I'm saying.
I'll trade you some Twix for Starburst.
Mm-mm.
No? Kit Kat?
It's too long to drive, Ginger.
Snickers?
See, now you're talking. But that's not the point.
Peanut butter cups.
Why would you do that to me?
You don't like peanut butter, that's right.
Yes, I do.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Well, but why would you do that to me? Why would you try to...
Yes, you love me.
I love you, but why are you trying to destroy me?
Because I have an insurance policy.
Is that what it is? Because I'm... I'm feeling kind
of... I was telling you about that, was I? Allergy,
Corey. No, you don't.
Allergy. Oh, is it my turn again?
We go to Lord of the Rings. It's on for you.
No.
<Yeah.
laughs> I want it to be on for me.
It's on.
All right, another cooking game for Miss Corey.
Ooh, two in one day?
Yes, yes. This one is Cake Ninja 2.
No, I'm not interested. It's
got... Rise on the DSi shop and 3DS eShop in North America today.
Mm-mm.
All right, Cake Ninja 2 is the sequel to the popular casual game Cake Ninja, which has been one of the top 20 best-selling Nintendo DSiWare games in North America. This release includes improved features with new modes, 4 single-player and 4 multiplayer, unlockable achievements and online rankings. There's also a high-score competition in Europe for each of the single-player game modes, with a total of 100,000 Nintendo DSi points to be distributed to the best Cake Ninja 2 players in the region. Alright, so there is a trailer, and I'm going to have it up on new.gamingatrix.com in just a little bit. Head over there and check it out.
All right. Well, somebody, those of you who are coders out there, get your compilers ready because Facebook has said that it has no plans to build a native app for Microsoft's just-released Windows 8 operating system. They told you, go talk to Microsoft. We ain't doing it. This was, of course, after Twitter confirmed that it would build a Windows 8 app. And Facebook is saying no. They do have a quite cozy relationship with Microsoft owning 1.7% of Facebook and Facebook purchasing $550 million worth of patents from Microsoft back in May. So it seems like a natural pairing. But Facebook said no. As a matter of fact, Meredith Chen, who's the corporate communications over at Facebook, said, "We only build the iOS and Android Facebook apps. You should check in with Microsoft on anything related to Windows 8. Ooh.
You know, so there's a workaround for the whole having to get approved from Microsoft. No.
It
has to get approved for us.
That's when asked for confirmation, she did not respond. So our Peoples of Adventure beat actually went to Microsoft and to confirm or deny if a Facebook app for Windows 8 was in the works. It did provide what VentureBeat is calling a very carefully worded statement about its relationship with app developers, and it goes a little something like this. We are super excited about the quality and breadth of our apps in our App Store for the global grand opening. More and more are being added every day. Developers are excited about our industry-leading revenue sharing and the opportunity to be in on the ground floor of the most significant release of Windows in history. Consumers are also excited about the apps in the Windows Store, and Windows 8 puts the apps at their fingertips. More great apps get added every day, and if you have a question about a specific app, you should ask the developer." Really?
Wow. So in other words, no.
BS.
Facebook are not talking right now, so...
We sleeping on opposite sides of the bed. Don't touch me, I won't touch you.
We found another operating system cell phone number in the Facebook phone. So we're not talking. Facebook is on the couch.
And ironically, VentureBeat is saying, and this means one of three things to them. A, Facebook is ignoring Windows 8 completely. B, Facebook is secretly working on a Windows app. Or C, Microsoft is building a native Facebook app for Windows 8 because Facebook won't invest resources into it. Neither of them want to talk about it. The last option seems...
I'm going to go with C.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. The last option is the most viable because, you know, you have the Windows 8 phone. And since Facebook only mentioned iOS and Android in its statement, it must consider Microsoft as the main force behind the Facebook Windows phone app. So maybe Microsoft is working on it. Why can't they just say that? We're not doing it. They are. There you go. End of discussion. Y'all make stuff all dramatic. Don't get this wrong. We like it. But but sometimes just tell us.
Yes, yes. Just tell us. Just tell us. Just, you know, tell us what's going
on. Oh, wait a minute.
What?
There is most juice. Oh, Intel. Didn't I not tell Intel they had this coming after they made this whole big deal about Microsoft?
Uh-huh. What'd you tell them?
I told them that you ought to not want to be making comments about Microsoft before Windows 8 and Surface drops because it's their software. I said this. Did I say this? Okay. So Chief Executive Officer Paul Otellini told employees in Taiwan that Microsoft's Windows 8 operating system is being released before it's fully ready. He says improvements still need to be made to the software. Otellini told employees at the company meeting in Taipei yesterday, this is a person in the company, an insider, said, and they asked not to be identified because the meeting was supposed to be private. Microsoft is eager to get Windows 8, the first version of its flagship software designed for touch tablets, onto computers to help it be with Apple, of course. But they're saying it doesn't work well with Intel. Actually, this is a kind of an old story, but I just, yeah. And I don't think it's still working with Intel. You all want to be real quiet. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Okay, what do we got? Activision rolls out Call of Duty dog tags to support the Call of Duty endowment. All right.
I'm squinting.
Uh-huh. Activision is gearing up to sell Call of Duty dog tags at select retailers throughout North America, with the proceeds going to its nonprofit charitable organization, the Call of Duty Endowment. The Call of Duty dog tags will carry a suggested retail price of $4.99 and will be for sale beginning today at retailers like GameStop, Walmart, Toys R Us, Best Buy, and Target. Call of Duty Endowment helps soldiers returning from wars with training so that they can transition into the civilian workforce. The charitable organization was launched by Activision Blizzard in October of 2009. Also supports organizations that provide job placement and training organizations to military veterans. That's awesome. Supporting our veterans as they re-enter the workforce is one of the most important priorities we have as citizens, says Activision Blizzard CEO and founder of the Call of Duty Endowment, Bobby Kotick. Our youngest veterans, those 18 to 24 years old, currently face an unemployment rate that is almost twice the national average of other non-veteran peer group, and this is unacceptable. With the sale of our limited edition Call of Duty Endowment dog tags, we are urging Americans to join us in the support of our heroes as they attempt to rejoin the workforce. That's okay. Not to be skeptical here. I like the idea. The endowment's really awesome, and they're right. We should help these guys and girls get jobs as they come back from war, mm-hmm. and we should also help them get mental help after war. Anyways, it's a whole other soap topic thing. What I want to know is they mentioned that the proceeds, that this is to raise money for it. How much of this is going towards this endowment? That's what I want to know.
Well, you never say.
Exactly. They don't. And while it looks on the surface like, you know, it's a good deal, you know, if only 1% is going towards the actual endowment and the other 99% is going, or 99% is going in the guy's pocket, then it's not such a good thing.
Well, I think, yeah. I'm not trying to touch that one.
Because I don't say, but I want to know. I'm curious.
I'd be very, very frightened.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, very frightened.
Why are you very frightened?
Because this could backfire, like, in the worst way. Aren't they the same ones that did the guns?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, this is not a good thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not at all.
This is not a good thing. I think they should probably just leave it alone.
It's a good idea in theory. And as long as they're doing it right, they're fine. But, you know, they better make sure they're on the up and up, because otherwise, that'd be a bad thing.
Yep. See how I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm. She's got that face.
I do. I have a face. I'm like, I don't want to touch that one. That one could be very, very bad. Oh.
I'm going to stand over here with some popcorn.
I'm not getting involved. I'm just going to watch this one, because if it doesn't go well, it's going to be messy.
Yep.
All right. Well, I told you Windows was doing... No, wait a minute. That's not what I want to tell you about. Amazon Game Studios has launched their first game, which they sent over to us, which I did not post because you guys did not send us screenshots. You all got us... Really.
No okay, screenshots? No post.
But it's the game is called Air Patriots. What the fuzzy?
What?
Something's popping up on my screen. Stop it, Windows. I don't want your update. Diving deeper into the game market, Amazon Studios today released their very first game, Air Patriots, a title for the Kindle Fire mobile device family. The Kindle Fire. The title is part of an expansion into content where Amazon realizes that it has to have exclusive content in order to make its hardware devices, such as tablets, more attractive and profitable. The game also runs on Droid and iPhone and iPad devices. Yes, the title is an aerial twist on popular tower defense games requiring fast thinking. Your job is to trace a flight path with your finger to set your aircraft on course so they can attack invading tanks. You just have to adjust your strategy on the fly, which is a little different than the standard. Why did I just forget this genre? I suck. Oh, my God. It's gone out of my head completely.
That's
tower defense. Tower defense. And I was looking right at it. That's sad. Okay. I'm going to have to get on that machine when I'm older, you know, to get rid of Alzheimer's. You know, they have that new machine.
But they have a machine for that now?
Yeah. You haven't seen it? Oh.
No. Let's check that out.
Yeah, there's a new machine. We'll have to get... We've been trying to get down to the hospital.
Does it suck out the dead brain cells?
I don't know what it does, but they're saying it. The only side effect is a mild headache, but it works.
Cool.
But anyway, the game features something called Whisper Sync for saving your game progress to the cloud and switching between Kindle Fire devices. So you can also use it to access Game Circle, which tracks achievements, high scores, and friends' ranks. The game is free.
Free. F-R-E-E. Free.
Yes, you can play it for free.
But like free.
And pay real money for virtual goods, of course. You know how this works.
Mm-hmm.
And it is available now if you have a Kindle Fire. It looks really interesting. But this is not their first game. Amazon released a game called Living Classics.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago, a very, very long time ago, and it was on Facebook.
Stop that.
What?
You're yawning.
I am not.
You're yawning. I heard it.
I'm not yawning.
You yawned. You yawned. I totally heard it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
See? Corey tells me stories. Oh, we've got, like, what, 4 minutes left?
We got 4 minutes. Yep, do it.
Maybe I can fit another one in. All right. How important are video game issues when deciding how to vote? Game politics wants to know. It's that time again, they say. Yep, election time, that wonderful time of the year. Of year when polling agencies call you 6 times every day, no matter how many no-call lists you put yourself on or what sadistic threats you make over the phone. They just keep calling and calling and calling, and it won't stop. They won't leave me alone. Why won't you leave me alone? I just want you to leave me alone.
You should tell them, I already sent you people some animals and crackers. I don't know why. And they'll hang up.
The aliens took my vote. So this week's poll inquires how important video game issues such as net neutrality, cybersecurity, game regulation, game taxes, and the like are to you when casting your vote. They say apologies to our young and international readers. I'll try to have a more inclusive poll next week. But hey, don't feel shy. This is over on gamepolitics.com. Go put in your vote. Let them know. Cause I'm kind of curious about that, too. I mean, because I know I specifically voted for somebody because they support our game rights.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I know, and they're a red, too.
You voted for red?
I voted for a red.
Do you understand the concept of red versus blue, Ginger?
I know. It was horrible. You know what? Sarge would be proud of me, though.
I'm bad at
you. Like who?
No, I'm like bad Ginger.
I know. You can spank me later.
You know what, Snow? I mean Ginger.
Yes, it's Corey.
I will talk to y'all later. And we'll talk to the rest of you out there later. Make sure you're here at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time to participate. Be ready to talk. You can call in. You can sit in the chat room. You can Skype in if you
send
like.
Send new pictures to Snow White at GameAndAtrix.com.
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. You can send them to her. Okay, so... Make sure you're here listening live. We'll be here. You should be here. It'll be interesting.
Really should be here. We are a lot of fun.
Yes, and make sure you have your big girl panties on because it's not playtime.
Oh, there we go. I love good music right there. No doubt. Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Drake dropped the verse. It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creation. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit could vouch, that dog couldn't catch me. Hey, tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original Buck Shaker.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the town. Getting paid is a forte. Teaching every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow, wow.
East side to the west side.
Jen?
You guys better be thinking about us all the time. Later, boys and girls. Mwah!